On Pesach night, the Rasha, the wicked son of the Agada, shows up at the Seder and he asks, Ma avoida zois lechem? What is all of this work that you're doing? And the question is, why does the Rasha choose Pesach at the Seder specifically as the time to contest and challenge his parents? The table is laden with fine wine and good food and nice conversation. Wouldn't it make more sense for the Rasha to issue his challenge on Tisha B'Av or Yom Kippur when we are fasting and abstaining from pleasure? Why does he choose Pesach at the Seder? And furthermore, why does he say Maha Voida Hazois? The Seder hardly resembles any form of hard labor. Everybody's dressed in their finest, enjoying the company. What is the Avoida that he's referring to? So one saw a powerful idea in the name of Ramaylech Biederman. He said, the Avoida that the Rosh is referring to, the work that turned off this child from Yiddishkeit, is not the Pesach Seder. It is all of the preparation that preceded the Seder. After hearing his parents bickering and complaining about the cleaning and the hard work, after incessantly being yelled at not to bring chametz into the house, after overhearing the grumbling about the cost of making Pesach, he now comes to the Seder and he says, Ma avoida zois lechem. I want no part of this avoida that you do, and the work that you don't stop complaining about. Instead of stress and anxiety, we should be setting a positive example. We should be excited about Yontif. We should teach our children how lucky and privileged we are that we are part of the chosen nation, and how fortunate we are to be able to fulfill all of these mitzvahs. That energy and passion will have a profound impact on our children, inspiring them to be fully devoted and committed to a truly genuine Torah life. The Dubna Magid was famous for his extraordinary parables. The Kotzker Rebbe once commented that three mishalim of the Dubna Magid were said with Ruach HaKodesh, and this is one of them. He said, there was once a man who went to visit his friend who lived out of town. He packs up his suitcase, takes the train, he gets off at the local station, and he made his way to his friend's home. When he arrived, he was greeted warmly, and they sat down to a lavish meal. All of a sudden, the visitor jumps up and he screams, oh yeah, I forgot my suitcase at the train station. I must run back and get it. But the host reassures him and he says, don't worry, my son is strong, he knows the way. He will run there, he'll retrieve your suitcase and bring it back. Let's continue our meal and catch up. The visitor describes the suitcase to the boy. It's blue with brown straps. The son dashes off to the train station, and after some time he returns huffing and puffing, carrying a large blue suitcase. From a distance, the visitor saw the boy, he's drenched in sweat, and immediately shakes his head. No, I'm so sorry, but that suitcase isn't mine. How do you know it's not yours? Asked the father. You can't even see it from here. This suitcase matches your description exactly. Let him bring it over, open it up, check inside, maybe it's yours. But the visitor replies, I know it's the wrong suitcase because he's exhausted from carrying it. I'm a diamond dealer. My suitcases aren't heavy. If he's wiped out from carrying it here, it's clearly not my suitcase. With this parable, the Dubna Magid says, we understand the Pasuk in Haftarah that we read on Shabbos. V'lo oisi kerasi Yaakov. Hashem said to Klal Yisrael, wherever it is that you're schlepping, wherever it is that you're occupied with, v'lo oisi, this is not me. This is not my Torah mitzvahs, because the Torah I gave you at Har Sinai is not heavy. It should not be viewed as a burden. Ki gati b'Yisrael. If it's exhausting you, if it's getting you frustrated, then it's not my Torah. Avoid this Hashem invigorates and energizes a person. It should not wear you down. Every other labor in the world breaks a person. However, Torah on the contrary, v'koyveh Hashem yachlifu koyach. It gives you more energy. It gives you more stamina, more resolve. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. Observing the Torah should be sweet and pleasurable. It's not Hashem's Torah if we're not feeling excited and energized by it. We should not enter into Pesach looking beat up and exhausted, as if we just went through a war. But rather, we should be thrilled and enthusiastic about spending time with our family and sharing nice conversation and different Torah at the Siddurim. Pesach is designed to transmit and communicate our values and our Mesorah to the next generation. Yontif and the days leading up to it should leave our children with memories and experiences that they will draw from and seek to emulate in their own homes for the rest of their lives. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.